Help! The 808s are being tortured! They're screaming. They're ripping apart the time-space continuum. They hit like a ray gun to the testicles. If you've scrolled on TikTok recently, chances are you've seen comments like this. The bass is psychotic. Sounds like aliens farting. Ha ha ha. A new wave of producers and rappers are pushing low-end to the brain-breaking brink. The joke was funny the first 100 to 200 times, but it's starting to get a little old. Some people are pushing back, saying it's the slopification of plug rap. Others are saying it's turning an inventive sound into a viral punchline. People have been doing distorted bass for ages. Remember Ronnie J? But this extreme variant of the sound has really popped off in recent years. This was spearheaded by people like Squillo, TDF, Margiela, and the Atlantan Perk 40, who isn't happy with the trend. He told me that when people hyperfixate on the 808s, it takes away from the rest of the beat, which becomes an afterthought. It also erases the history of the genre and the people who inspired them, from Slay World to the Beat Plugs Collective. The situation feels worse when you consider how so many elements of the underground have already been gentrified or inshittified by bad actors. But when the sound is calibrated correctly, the artful lunacy forces your ears to retrain their fight-or-flight responses to what at first sounds like air raid sirens. Plenty of oddballs do it well, like Laserdim 700, Smoking Skull, Too Slimy, and the electronic producer Selassie. It's not all irredeemable blather, although that tends to be what thrives on TikTok. While the flashiest, lowest common denominator music racks up the most plays, the innovators are still cooking. You just have to dig for it.